There are two new primates at the Copenhagen Zoo this week. The sign outside their plexiglass enclosure includes information about the animal's age, diet, and habitat. The display, which will continue until mid-September, is titled The Naked Ape, Homo Sapiens, and it's designed to make people think about themselves and their origins. The two Homo sapiens on display are Melina Botoft and Henrik Lehmann.
You can look in all the way around. And on the right-hand side, our neighbor is bavians. And on the left-hand side, our neighbor is some monkeys from Ceylon. And on the back of the house, we have some other monkeys.
Did you say that the baboons are next door? Is that what you said?
Baboons. Yeah, it's called baboons in English, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is our neighbors. They are watching us every morning when you go out of bed. At 7 o'clock, they're sitting and watching you, like 4 or 5 meters away from you.
Your neighbors, the baboons.
Yeah.
Well, what right now would visitors to the zoo see if they saw your cage? What would they?
They would see me and a couple of friends watching television.
Oh, you're allowed to have friends over.
Yeah.
And right now we can actually hear the sounds of people who are watching you. They're looking at you now.
Yeah.
Well, do you think you're as interesting to watch as a pair of baboons or other apes?
I don't think. It's like watching in a mirror. You're watching human lives or Homo sapiens, and that's strange.
Yes.
It's a limit. You step over this limit of intimate, and it's everybody's building nests, but now suddenly you can look through, and it's strange. People are not watching us so much. It's too much. They don't look at the persons. It's too private, but they look at all the stuff you got. Oh, you got a stove here, you got a kitchen, you got a table, you got a sofa, you got a television, you got everything. It's the same stuff as I got at home, and that's pretty strange. I don't know why this is so interesting.
Mm. Well, we don't get to see you and your fellow Homo sapien engaging in all sorts of private acts, and we don't
know. No, because I don't think it's interesting. Now our neighbors start yelling. They do this for like 25 and 30 seconds every second hour. It's for telling the enemies that this is our limit. That's where we live.
Well, have you tried yelling back at them when they do this? Have you tried shouting and screaming at them?
Yeah. Tried, but nothing happens. They don't care. This is what they do. Also in the nature, for telling enemies and other animals that this is so far you go. Okay, now it stops.
Has your fellow Homo sapien there, Malina Botoft, has she come back to the cage
now?
Yeah,
she's right here now.
Could we talk to her?
Do you want to have a chat with her?
Please, yes.
Okay, Malina, Washington, D.C.
Hello.
Hello. Can you tell us how you've found being on the inside of the zoo rather than being someone who watches the animals from the outside?
The biggest privilege about being inside the zoo is that in the morning when I wake up at about 7 or 8 o'clock, I have three funny neighbors, three monkeys, which are looking directly at my face. That's quite funny.
3 more weeks almost, eh?
Yes.
Think you're going to make it?
Yes, of course. I think absolutely we're going to make it.
Malin Botoft and Henrik Lehmann are the Homo sapiens on exhibit at the Copenhagen Zoo in Denmark.